Blog Talk Radio.
The streets, the Lord of Hosts, and the portal for ghosts. Born to be a mortal face buried in mountains of coke. Through 700 winters, black Fridays, and 12 storms. The wind hurls on. Through Heron's sleep, we bear arms. The beach is updated. No ancient Babylon. Just a computer that skeet lasers. A freak of nature that stole our peace. Replaced our street with gangsters. No longer 666. It's 9 digits. Mind physics. Define arithmetic. Science fiction, psychoglyphics, the news is now YouTube. Every eye glued, survival. Satan's the god of the new Bible. The lake of fire revivals, graven idols. Obama's Moses, the Red Sea of refugee soldiers. The crucifixion of the old Jehovah that blew out millenniums and rolled jeeps over. The sky's beige today. The color of that dead man's skin is gray. Breathe life in them, stand up, come out of them great. Young hood daughters that hold a king's force. Keep turning, stay in your orbit. Y'all love the diamonds, anklets, baguettes, reflect. But it's y'all light that's truly shining.
Peace, God. Peace, God. Peace, God. Peace, God. Peace, God.
Lord of the Neverworld, the wasteland, necklace, hold the devil pearl, angels, sexing every girl, birth of giants, from space they were hurled to earth, 2,000-year curse, Sarah Palin, pagans, McLean, the black clouds are hailing, Martin's death that day, the sun was Jezebel, earrings, 1,000 years of raining, the microchip phones, prince of the ghetto, the devil is home, no love preaching miracles, grandma bills are medical, the star plays alphabetical, seductive, how the devil moves, blackjack, race horses, the lotto tickets, Barbara Richards, time is like the bottle listens, politicians, drug bakery since 83, crack agencies, on 6 floors, thugs, body stiff and morgues, bullet clips installed, God chariot flies from one end of the universe to the other in the blink of an eye, God's thrones is a part of that chariot, for every ghetto Jesus, there's a Judas Iscariot, palm readers read the tarot script, psychopathic bliss, my mathematics is sick.
Peace, God, peace, God.
Devil's Bigfoot, Sasquatch. The paper money is Cyclops. The pyramid I watch. Every hand that buys and shops. I want Nike size 13 and high top. So I can sport up for all the girls on my block. But funny things, when I got there, all I seen was strange stairs and plain gear. Stitches across everyone's brains, under their hair. Young affairs, they said we all in God's prison. For hard living, coded bar system. Stomachs bloated, facing scars in hard conditions. Since the mammal deeds created the monster. Invaded the youngsters, made it to conquer. Called the Homan coolers, Roman gods whose bow, lightning rods amongst the giant stars. I am God, so please don't come too close. The Elohim used the power of dreams to devour our king. Gandhi's birthday, planted lotus flower by streams. Blue tea, show my son's nature's truest beauty. Under each arm, I carry 18,000 worlds from beyond. In my mouth is the song of Zion. On my back is the black Madonna's icon. The CIA got secret coverage of me on the mothership. Stole the files downloaded to the public eclipse. Footage of Brooklyn, lip off, and the hood spins as you see you later. In the galaxies, power equality. Allah sees everything around me.
God.
said it.
Renaissance, priesthood, Bo King. Throw your M's up, man.
Many mansions. Maccabees house.
This is hip hop on my lips part. I spit dark words of proverbs and parables of babbles. Just observe. My art is gothic when I carve it. My pad is covered with darkness. I start writing with lightning. Words appear like the comets. Astonished the way my arms swift beneath my garment. Holsters under armpits. Preach the promise. Roast and smoke the bones of Muhammad. Canvas paintings of the virgin. Jewels beneath the turbans of the merchant. A flute for the serpent. Push the truth in each person. 100 doves in the church chirping, flock past the preacher's sermons. Look again, there's the priest immersed in. If I die, the sky will rain drops of frankincense. So embrace the prince, Maccabee priest. My faculty's deep, we rage from the dead. Get up, then we clap the police. I quantum leap through the beach. The rest of the crew rolls the father leap. My pen fumbles through sheets. This is street poetry in the hood Bibles, ghetto gospels, unholy bullets flying in street apostles.
Maccabee's house, be careful with the doors you open, cause it might be a casket closing. It's the Maccabee house. Be careful of the doors you open, cause it might be a casket closing.
We got it locked like the Solomon key. Obviously, the fruit don't fall too far from the tree. So my seeds will be a prophet like me before they grow into a Maccabee, surrounded by snakes and Pharisees. Slay the leaves at the speed of an owl. Wrote novels and sent for the heads of Bush and Colin Powell's. I rest on the 13th floor with broken elevators. My mind be as vivid as John the Revelator. Corny rays of the Renaissance, the icon Polaroid, filled with the killers that broke and unemployed. I ain't trying to go feminine to sound like Eminem. I'm 8 miles ahead of them, blowing the breath in them. My weapons be biochemical, I ain't chemical. You dealing with the future of the cyber criminals. 2010, more goons moving in. Men came from the womb, so we soon die in sin. I'm a room in a room, don't turn my doorknob. I ain't St. Valentine, but I'm still a heartthrob. It's the Renaissance shall replace the art they rob. I'll place it on the walls now, place it in bars.
It's the Maccabee's house, yeah. Be careful with the doors you open, exactly. Cause it might be a casket closing. It's the Maccabee house, be careful with the doors you open, cause it might be a casket closing.
You know I'm king by blood, got Solomon jeans. If you look close, you can see my angel wings. Halo fitted on me like a Mitchell and Ness. And the power that's possessed is a heavenly bless. Call me landlord, I own a 12-room house. Acres of green pastures with sheep and cows. Hebrew thug, the streets call me Young Yahweh. Send a prayer to those lost souls trapped in Sodom. Wash up in a fountain of youth with no cloth. And we don't wear symbols of death, no cross. Jacob's son, I'm no kin to Jacob's slum. It's the house of Israel where the neighbors come. Knock at the door, get greeted by the tribe of Dan. If you steal anything, we chopping off your hands. Respect the kingdom, this way I rest my head. Crown of David, haircut round and faded. Rover light, tailor made, go with the Timbs. And my look is so sharp, you be calling me Shem. My first and last name on a deed in red. Shalom, ah, the cedar, Edomites is dead.
It's the Maccabee's house, be careful of the doors you open, cause it might be a casket closing. It's the Maccabee house, be careful of the doors you open, cause it might be a casket closing.
Peace, 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 and Black Power family. Welcome to another episode of the Black Survivor Die series, broadcasting live, Black August edition, every Warrior Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time by the National Ministry of Defense of Black Riders Liberation Party. And the Deputy Field Marshal of the Duke Black Panther Party for Self-Defense under the leadership and guidance of National Chairwoman Crystal Muhammad. I speak none other than our warrior educator and my atomic air-like the Black Dragon for this day and time, Minister King Samir Shabazz. That phone number to call in, family, 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions, with your comments. We are here on Black August on the 14th day of 2019. August, the 14th day of August, the 14th day of Black August 2019, Warrior Wednesday. Black Survivor Died class, and I will open up this class until our warrior educator is ready to approach the microphone. I did not get an opportunity on last week, August the 7th, to give homage and honor to the younger brother of the Black Dragon, the Soledad brother, and the warrior revolutionary ancestor that emanates in my being, Jonathan Jackson, the youngest of five children, younger brother of George Lester Jackson. This supreme Soledad brother. So before I get into any of the things I'm going to speak about, until the National Minister of Defense of the Black Rising Liberation Party is prepared to teach the class I'm going to deal with today's degree. And today's degree is knowledge, culture, freedom. All being born to power and refinement. Power or refinement. Power and refinement. So let's look at that. We, having knowledge of our cultural norms, folkways and mores, knowledge of our traditions and spiritual inclinations as African people, as Black people, once the seed is sown and the thirst begins to seek out this particular knowledge, we go along in this pathway. So when we deal in the space of knowledge and we become free through this culture, because as Dr. Remember Anise says, a people's culture is their immune system. So when we free our body, mind, and spirit of these European concepts, ideologies, thought forms, and behaviors, when we free our African body, mind, and spirit, once we liberate this ease in our body, these free radicals that have been allowed to roam in our body, mind, spirit, and heart, we are in the state of African alkalinity, and we can begin to approach liberation from an African center, from a center or nucleus of African liberators. So through our lineage, through our bloodline, through those ancients who have walked this fine line of the divine before us, whom we seek to get this warrior inheritance for, because everybody is not entitled to this warrior lifestyle. Everyone is not a liberator front line. Some of us are not even liberators sometimes. So you got the front line and you got the sometime. Just as the Crackers Army has active duty military and they have what they call National Guard and Reserve military. They have a duty to guard within the borders of the nation. And they have troops that they can call and activate and put into active duty as reserves. The bench warmers. Not the starters, the bench warmers. But they are prepared to get in the game at any time. And this is a game of sorts. This is a game of death. So when we look at this from a perspective of a cultural center, we deal with knowledge, culture, freedom, all being born, power, and refinement. And the power is truth, and truth has the power to refine one from the inside out. So in this process of ridding our mind, body, and spirit of these free radicals, these shackles of mental, physical, psychological, emotional, and spiritual colonialism that has been so imparted upon us by our enemies, we have this said opportunity to be able to use the truth from our ancestors, the truth from our way of life, the truth that are the blood cells that are the defense system for the body as a whole. So the whole of collective African people, the whole of liberation is protected by this cultural worldview and center focus that we're dealing with. So this is how we are approaching this perspective. So we're dealing with this in a sacred way, in a divine manner, in a space of equality. This equality is the said ability to deal equal in all things. Not to say that all things are equal. Nothing in the universe is equal. Say we deal with these things in an equality sort of manner. They're equal in regards to all of these things. So let's begin to read from the sacred text in Yasa Sim, a calendar of daily revolutionary thoughts by our living ancestor Ajinga, Dr. Ngwali K. Bomani Urudi, founder of Akabin Institute and Akabin House. You can get this book at www.akabinhouse.com. I urge strongly for all of the listeners and all of the brothers and sisters who will view these particular archives to invest in this particular book and all of the rest of the books that Jinga, our living ancestor, Dr. Bomani and Wally K. Bomani Burudi has provided for us. So this and 24 other books, his newest addition to Educating People. And also he has a course coming out and he's taking registration now. So if you go to akabinhouse.com, you can sign up for this course. This course is tailored and centered around African-centered education and the ability to educate a people. So us that are seeking to build African institutions, whether it's simply in our home or as a homeschool co-op, he has a blueprint and 20 years of experience, him and Mama Ya Burudi, lending their hands and support to be able to aid us in this journey, in this task of teaching our own, to educate our own. So let's read from Inyasa Sim. This quote is from Mukasa, aka Willie Ricks. Black power. So We affirm this in the strongest sort of sentiment right here. Black power, and what black power means, as taught to us by divine warrior ancestor Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, and through all of the militant organizations that have passed through the annals of time, that black power is that which is in the ability to define and defend that which is in the best interest of black people. So when we speak of black power, this is what the definition is. So let me begin to read. The person who struggles to attain goals is stronger than the person who achieves them without self-exertion. Europeans understand this and know that the truth, equality, and opportunity can never be allowed in a white supremacist society. Why? Because we have historically struggled much more than they in every facet of life, and they would lose hands down in open fair. They would lose hands down in an open fair competition. There's no reason. There's a reason why that all at the same time we tell our children that race no longer matters, we still tell them that they have to be two or three times as good as their European peers in order to beat them. Why we tell them that they are the best, yet we train them to work for others, and why we tell them that can't die before you were born, yet we tell them that a powerful global African nation is an impossibility. Europeans are quite aware of these lessons we instill in our children. They know that if you spend a season training two children with the same abilities for an athletic competition, that you make one where heavy leg and arm weights, but both do exactly the same strenuous exercises every day, the shackled one will win once the weights are removed. That is why they are pushing us to spoil our children. It weakens them and it leaves them vulnerable in a world where their parents exercise little social control and therefore in no position to save them from the agents of the state and wait for them to act out the impetuous, foolhardy, and arrogant insolence they learn imitating spoiled, privileged European children. Affirmation: I struggle to empower blackness. And this is from Inyasasim, a calendar of daily, revolutionary daily thoughts. You can get these in the other 24 books from www.theoccupanthouse.com. So again, we urge you to support our Jinga, our living ancestor, Dr. Nwali K. Bomani Baruti, and OccupantHouse.com. www.OccupantHouse.com. So when we're looking at this, imagine you have these two children, as the example puts, imposes them, and you have already given them the same strenuous exercises to do, and you have equipped one with these heavy weights, these shackles. But on top of these physical shackles, you have in place emotional shackles, you have in place psychological shackles, and you have in place spiritual shackles, and you have wiped the mind of this one child from his identity or her identity and their memories of who they are and where they come from. And you put them in a race and you prepare them for this race in the same place. And this child works two to three times harder than this other child. and wins the race. Without this identity, anyone else who looks like this child will say that those children can't be the same as me. They're lazy. I worked hard and I got here by myself. They can do the same things that I can. So now, you have just put this child, this African child, this black child, you changed him from a devil's adversary to a devil's advocate, placing these other controls in this controlled environment. So now this warrior that has passed all of these insurmountable odds and obstacles is now in old and in allegiance to our enemy. He will run for them. She will run for them. He will jump for them. She will jump for them. He will live for them. She will live for them. He will kill for them. She will kill for them. He will die for them. She will die for them. And does not see us as an ally, as a brother or sister. So in this affirmation, I struggle to empower blackness. Dr. Bob Baroudi is telling us that this is the reason for the season. This is the empowerment. This is the end result. This is the equal sign. African sovereignty and the decimation of our enemies. And how we do this is through this daily practice. Black August, brothers and sisters are training all over the planet. They are reflecting all over the planet. They are basking all over the planet. They are exercising discipline and self-restraint. They are exercising and pushing their bodies to the limit and to the max. They are reaching new heights within themselves along this path. Liberators are training. Liberators are divesting themselves of these creature comforts that we have grown accustomed to and returning back to nature. And as our divine warrior ancestors would have it, that we are here on the day of August 14th, which is the day where the meeting took place for the Haitian Revolution. The meeting took place August 14th, 1791, and we are here, 2019, 228 years later, and we have dedicated the last 4 years on this platform to prepare us for this insurrection on every level. We have been training. We have learned how to bug out and how to bug in. We learned to purify our drinking water. We have our bug out bags and our bug in bags. We have walked, we have surveyed, we have been in training, we have been in tactical situations. And we have been preparing as our enemies have been preparing. So we are here to share lessons learned. We are here off of our post. Every Warrior Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to bring a message of power to the warriors that assemble, the warriors who converge on this platform through the Knowledge Radio, to hearken unto the voice and hearken unto the call for liberation. So we remain steadfast 228 years later at this meeting, at this convocation, at this consecration point to hear the prayer. Let me get this prayer here together and hear the words of Dirty Bookman. Well, the vocalization of the prayer that was lifted up. So if y'all got any questions, any comments, anything, we're going to play this short clip. We're going to get back into this lesson. Your phone number to call in, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. Warrior Wednesday, Black Survivor Die Class. 929-477-1755.
The God who created the earth, who created the sun that gives us light. The God who owns the oceans, who makes the thunder roar. Our God, who has ears to hear. You who are hidden in the clouds, who watch us from where you are. You see all that white mist. White man's God asked him to commit crimes, but the God within us wants to do good. Our God, who is so good, so just, he ordered us to avenge our wrong. It is he who will direct our arms and bring us the victory. It is he who will assist us. We all should throw away the image of the white man's God, who is so pitiless. Listen to the voice for liberty that sings in all of our hearts.
So y'all heard the vocalization of Dirty Bookman's prayer. So at this convocation that had taken place nightfall, these were the words that were uttered. The God who created the earth, who created the sun that gives us light. The God who holds up the ocean, who makes the thunder roar. Our God who has ears to hear. You who are hidden in the clouds, who watch us from where you are. You see all that the white has made us suffer. The white man's God asks him to commit crime. But the God within us wants us to do good. Our God, who is good, who is so good, so just, orders us to avenge our wrongs. It is our good God who will direct our arms and bring us victory. It is our good God who will assist us. We all should throw away the image of the white man's God who is so pitiless. Listen to the voice for liberty that sings in all of our hearts. So this is how the rallying cry for insurrection began 228 years ago. This is the war cry of our African ancestors who had converged on this location to give this call for insurrection, this call for unification of mind, body, and spirit as directed in the path from their cultural folkways, mores, and norms. There were not two ideologies that existed anymore. There were not differences of opinion anymore. There were not situations where which we could defer anymore. There were situations that confronted us that we stood together in solidarity, in word, and in deed on August 14, 1791. 8 days later, on August 22nd, 1791, the Haitian Revolution began. And it was reported to say that it began because the Queen Mother that was present said a sign would come. And from that sign, the brothers and sisters would know when it was time to get down. And that sign was planned for 2 weeks. But as our ancestors would have it, the brothers saw a sign in their mind, and it was time to get it on. So this insurrection lasted from 1791 to 1804. And our warrior ancestors were free. So this prayer is a pinnacle as we look at it 228 years later as a rallying cry with us with so many goddamn ideologies, so many philosophical opinions and theories and theorems and so much wavering and faltering to one direction or another direction. And we are ripe for the same type of insurrection. And we are ripe for the same sort of stage that these brothers and sisters, our ancient warrior ancestors who gathered together in the swamps, who made this oath to insurrection or face death right there. They would be food for the alligators and the crocodiles in the swamps that they met. Our warrior centers around the planet, our warrior centers around the planet are swamps. And we should be holding true to these oaths of our warrior ancestors to where it is liberation or death. So without any further ado, it becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce to some and present to others our warrior, educator, the Black Dragon for this day and time, our Soledad brother, National Minister of Defense of the Black Lives Liberation Party, and the National Deputy Field Marshal for the New Black Panther Party of Self-Defense under the leadership of National Chairwoman Crystal Muhammad, my Atomic Airline and Warrior Elder, Minister King Samir Shabazz, Black Power.
Black power, black power, black power, black power, black power, black motherfucking power. Warrior salute. Abidi Fahodier. Black liberation. Luta Continua. And all of the breathing of liberation. Tonight, doing a lot. I'm doing a lot, man. Pardon for my lateness, but again, I'm doing a lot. I'm here. And there was no way I was going to get through this night without coming to class. Now, there's so many different ways that we could take this class tonight. Because I'm the part of the latter part of your bill, God. Very powerful. Very powerful word. So I have to come some even more powerful words. The words of the original dragon. The mind of George Jackson. Yep, we back on George again. Damn right. Because I want us to have a clear understanding on who this man really is and to treasure his mind. Because this mind should always be treasured. And it's sad, you know, that we have to have specific days or months or events to remember those who gave their lives for us. But see, this is why I love Do the Knowledge Radio. Because as I always say, we keep in mind those who are in constant form of liberation, living or dead, living or dead. So George said, and I'm going to touch right from this point, adding on to the latter part of your build knowledge. But these are from the words of George Jackson. Now, if I understood your build correctly, from the latter part of what I heard, I've heard revolution. So George said, revolutionary change means the seizure of all that is held by the 1% and the transference of these holdings into the hands of the remaining 99%. Y'all want to play with revolution, huh? Y'all want to just backpack and have a cup of fucking latte with some marshmallows to your revolution. You want to rock out with these cracker-ass so-called anarchists who are nothing more than spoiled-ass cracker children who are basically looking for attention from their parents, but at the same time, they feel they have an oppressive system. They feel that the system is oppressing them somehow, but here it is, your black ass following along with the Occupy movements and the gay and lesbian movements and all of these other non-revolutionary movements. But George said revolutionary change means the seizure of all, every damn thing. You got to take the land. We got to take the wealth, the riches that the devil owns. We got to take it all. Now, what do with it? That's something different. After we, you know, liberated ourselves, that's a whole nother story. But right now, we got to get into the mindset of what true revolutionary change is. He said if the 1% are simply displaced by another 1%, revolutionary change has not taken place. A social revolution after the fact of the modern corporate capitalist state can only mean the breakup of the state and a completely new form of economics and culture. What are we going to do after? How are we going to rebuild our liberated front, our liberated zone? Are we going to model it after the white man and his American society? You'll be shooting yourself in the damn head. See? So as I stated the other night on New Black Panther Radio, black people will create our own form of economics and agriculture. Black people will create our own form of everything that we need to run and operate as an independent nation. Because that's what we're talking about, independence. We're talking about true African sovereignty. True African liberation. George goes on to say, as slaves, we understand that ownership and the mechanics of distribution must be reversed. The problem of the black colony and the brown colony, those of the entire 99% who are being manipulated, can never be redressed as long as the necessary resources for their solution are the personal property of an extraneous minority motivated solely by the need for its own survival. At the extraneous minority, and that extraneous minority will never consider the proper solution. We have this on record from a voice speaking from inside the Fourth Reich, a lieutenant governor of California orating in public on poverty. He said, one-third of the population will always be ill-housed, ill-clothed, and ill-fed. One-third of the population will always, now this sounds like something being done on purpose to me. It sounds like it's a goddamn setup to me. But let's go on. He says many urban problems are really conditions that we cannot change or do not want to incur the disadvantages of change. His one-third statement was a calculated understatement. To the slave, revolution is an imperative, a love-inspired conscious act of desperation. Revolution gets aggressive. It isn't cool to be no fucking revolutionary. To be a revolutionary is to be cautious. It's bold, audacious, it's violent, expression of icy, disdainful hatred. Uh-oh. So I'm still trying to figure out here how a lot of you niggas is talking about you revolutionaries, but I can't hate the white man. I can't hate everybody. Well, I have to question your revolutionhood. Because I hate the goddamn white man. I hate the goddamn white woman. I hate white fucking babies. I hate white people. I hate white culture. I hate white power. I hate white fucking pride. I hate every ounce of it. Because I'm a revolutionary. I'm about complete constructive change for total liberation of African people. That's my stance. That has been my stance for the last 33 years. Going to remain my stand for the next 333 years. But revolution is an imperative, love-inspired, conscious act of desperation. It's aggressive. It isn't cool or cautious. It's bold and audacious. It's violent, an expression of icy, disdainful hatred. It can hardly be any other way without raising a fundamental contradiction. I had a nigga say to me the other day, you know, Obama was a good president, and, you know, I don't think all of American government is bad. And then behind that says to me, you know, but I stand on that revolution stuff, you dig? Now, I had to kindly, humbly whoop his ass. Very swiftly, a revolutionary would never, ever praise any president of the political structure of his enemy. A revolutionary would never talk about how good the fucking government is of his enemy. So I'm going to need you to reevaluate what revolution means to you. End of conversation. And he was sitting there stuck like a mug. Stuck. I mean, mouth open, stuck. See, we got to stop playing and allowing people to fucking play. Most of you niggas who are claiming to be revolutionary, this is a fad in your life for you. This is just a small phase. ask me how I know. Most of you niggas who are claiming, listen to me well, who are claiming to be conscious or woke or whatever the fuck you want to call it, this is just a phase in your life, because I guarantee you, within the next 3 years, you niggas ain't going to be talking about nothing revolution. Ask me how I know. See, I've seen it for 33 years. I'm not impressed by none of y'all. I'm not impressed, man. I'm really not. And for the most part, most of you niggas are goddamn social media nationalists. Man, I'm going to fucking say it. It can hardly be any other way without raising a fundamental contradiction. If revolution, and especially revolution in America, is anything less than an effective defense or attack weapon and a charger for the people to mount now, it is meaningless to the great majority of the slaves. If revolution is tied to dependence on the inscrutability of long-range politics, it cannot be made relevant to the person who expects to die tomorrow. There can be no rigid time controls attached to the process. Attached to the process that others itself offers itself as relief. Not if those for whom it is principally intended are under attack. Now, if the proponents of revolution cannot learn to distinguish and translate the theoretical into the practical, if they continue to debate just how to call up and harness the conscious motive forces of revolution, the revolutionary ideal will be the fucking loser and it will be constantly rejected. The principal reservoir of revolutionary potential in America lies in wait inside the black community. Its sheer numerical strength, its desperate historical relation to the violence of the productive system, and the fact of its present status in creation of wealth force the black stratum at the base of the whole class structure into the forefront of any revolutionary scheme. 30% of all industrial workers are black. Close to 40% of all industrial support roles are filled by blacks, and blacks are still doing the work of the greatest slave state in history. The terms of our servitude are all that have been altered. The black community can and will influence the fate of things to come in the USA. The impact of black revolutionary rage actually could carry at least the opening stages of a socialist revolution under certain circumstances, not discontinuing some of the complexities created by the specter of racism. However, if we are going to be successful in tying black energy and rage to the international socialist revolution, we must understand that racial complexities do exist. When the Minister of Defense and Servant of the People attacks the strategy of the American Communist Party and the liberal left revolutionists or revisionists / white folks for their failure to devise a policy which makes or takes into account the special circumstances of Yankee-style racism, he is not attacking communism and the collective ideal. He is questioning the Communist Party and the other less committed sections of the left revolutionary movement about their awareness of the unique problem presented by a particularly vicious and immediately threatening white racism. Now, we must understand the social climate that we are living in at this very moment. We must understand the social climate that we are living in at this very moment. If you understood where you are living, if you understand how your living conditions are set up, if you truly understand this climate of white power, you would be busting every ounce of your brain to try to figure out how in the hell are we going to get the fuck out of this condition. Yo, I don't think y'all really understand see, in order to raise revolutionary consciousness, there has to be revolutionary exampleship. I can honestly say we have very little revolutionary exampleship. Am I saying we have no revolutionaries? Hell no. But even the revolutionaries can do more. We must do more. Comrade, it is time to raise the frequency. Because we're living in a climate that has raised its frequency. It's raised its frequency in the political structure. It has raised its frequency, comrade, in its military structure. And they have taken action. Complete white nationalist action. Because anytime the pig kills an African, that's an act of white nationalism. You do realize that. So I'm trying to figure out how the fuck are we winning this war? How? Yes, it sounds so beautiful to say we're winning. Yes, it sounds so motivational. It sounds like it can give some hope, man. But hope ain't shit. Wishing we were winning ain't shit. We're going to talk some truth tonight. As if we don't any other time. But comrades, we got to realize what the hell we saying sometimes. We are winning. Let's look at it. We have more black people incarcerated than any time in the history of slavery and in the history of incarceration. We had the white military defense force killing black people every single goddamn day in terroristic style. But when I look at the reports of how many white folks are being slaughtered by blacks, I see very little. When I look into fucking white communities and see how many cracker funerals were held because some black men just got tired and came into this white community and just
thought of that.
Just comes into the white community like Ajax.
Huh?
Can you see the thought? Can y'all vision that? I want you to just close your eyes for us. And just imagine some young black men and black women coming into the cracker neighborhood and cleaning up the neighborhood. Body bags, trash bags everywhere. Just cleaning up the neighborhood. Making the neighborhood black again. Making America black again. Step by step. As you say, brick by brick, wall by wall. And every time a cracker pig kills somebody black, he gets to go the fuck home into his wall and enjoy the luxuries inside of his wall. And ain't a fucking brick being removed from his goddamn wall. We say no justice, no peace. But these crackers get to sleep peacefully at night. They get to go to bed with their 3 and 4 dogs at night in the bed. One is the wife, and the other one may be the puppies or whatever, you children. Or listen. Mike Brown didn't get justice. Austin Sterling didn't get justice to how these crackers still able to go home in peace. It all sounds good, but it don't mean shit if we ain't taking a fucking stance on it. God damn it, even talking about justice or else, ain't no fucking else, because niggas ain't doing shit. It sounds good. Sounds strong. Might even put a little fear in the white man's heart at night. Shit. White power has raised its fucking frequency. That's the point I'm making, if you don't understand all of this that I'm fucking saying. So while white power has raised its frequency, black power, or the so-called black power movement, has become homosexualized. The so-called fucking conscious neighborhood, community, has become the fucking rainbow flag community. Full of stairs and goddamn queers. Full of niggas in red, black, and green hiding in closets giving reach arounds and shit. This is what the black power movement has come to. I don't think you understand the words of George. I don't think you truly understand what a revolution and revolutionary means, man. I don't think you understand. So it's hard for you to grasp. Do you know how serious this shit is? It's hard for you to grasp the loss of your life. It's hard for you to grasp the loss of your family's life. Some of y'all scared as hell in jail. But you're a revolutionary. Some of y'all do everything you can to stay away from the police. Hide shit. But you're a revolutionary. I just can't fucking figure it out. So tonight we're dealing with the true meaning of what it is to be a revolutionary. Complete change. Complete seizure. And then after we liberate ourselves, then we have to discuss what to do with the remaining Caucasians. Let's just be real. Every last one of them ain't gonna get killed. Crackers gonna hide. Niggas gonna be hiding them. So what are we to do with the remaining Caucasian? We're at a time now where we have to thoroughly plan in every aspect, family, because we've been dealing with survival. We've been dealing with so many different aspects of this thing. So how many more degrees do we have to cover? How many more degrees do we have to cover? You don't get it yet. You don't understand yet. We're going to continue to play and play and play and play and make excuses and play and make more fucking excuses and make more excuses on why, you know, we can't kill everybody, God. Huh? The cracker has taken no time in thinking twice about killing each and every one of us. He hasn't wasted a fucking eye blink. See? So let's look at it here. In fact, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a small two-song break, and we're going to get right back, because I want to talk about what to do with the remaining Peckerwoods after the revolution. What are we going to do with them? And we're going to get into that a little bit after this two-song break. 929-477-1755 is the call-in number. 929-477-1755 is the call-in number. And we'll be right back with you.
God, I think they're about 3 years too late for that. I think they gotta go back like 3 years to the first class.
The very, very first class.
Got to deal with that. That first couple of classes dealing with that in the psychology aspect of survival. I just wanted to say, yeah.
Do you still have the music mixes of me?
I lost a lot of stuff. From Queen E, and a lot of music stuff is just gone. Like they, like when they hijacked the show, they hijacked a lot of the music archives too. It's stuff I've been looking for that I know I had, that I played on here, that I don't have no more.
Right,
it's cool. I gotta
right.
look and see if I can find. I hope I can find it. Them joints was fire. Next Sunday, we got the 4 year anniversary. So, next Sunday, we got the 4 year anniversary. Yeah.
Right. So, I'm going to try to get Pop on and Crystal on.
Crystal coming on at the end of the month. Next Thursday. Yeah, closing out Black August on the 29th, on our actual, you know, 4 year anniversary. Well, we're doing the anniversary celebration on the 25th. So she's going to be on the actual day. That's going to be crazy. What else I want to say? Oh, I did my homework since nobody else turned in their assignment, you know, for. The Jonathan Jackson conversation, you know what I'm saying, that I didn't get a chance to touch on because his bastards got rid of us last week. So Ryan Gene Nichols was the person responsible what they call the Atlanta Court Massacre, they call it.
Right.
A couple of Peckerwoods died, and they call it a massacre. You know.
That shit was great.
And the grave injustice on his end was them recanting statements. You see what I'm saying? But you know how they do. So. I just wanted to say we was doing our homework out here.
What? Mr. Nichols.
Mr. Nichols.
Four pigs got popped earlier. Here in the city. They had one call on a man down. And whoever came to the rescue got it too. Right
that
here
in
North
make
City.
Shit ain't gonna make the news.
It's national news. Well, it's Philly news right now. They still talking about the shit live. Word. Goddamn. I'm back.
That's not love. Good news.
Yeah, I
that is good news. Hey, right before the show, God, I'm gonna get to the songs right after this. Right before the show, God, I seen that sister Clarissa Shields, that boxing sister from out of Flint. I saw the highlights of her beating the hell out of this cracker. She beat the cracker so bad that the cracker was delusional. This dog, she beat the bitch so bad. That
fucked her up.
The ref had stopped the fight, God. And she was begging the ref to keep going. Her face looked like raw hamburger meat. This is how bad she beat her face up. Like, she beat her face up so bad. that it looked great. It looked wonderful and looked fitting for today. You know, I know the fight wasn't today, but the highlights, I seen them highlights. She beat her face in a ferocious manner. Like, I love that shit. Just to see it. That shit made my day for today. That was like my highlight of the day. Seeing her face get beat all around that damn ring. She beat the hell out of that cracker dog. Shout out to Carissa Shields for keeping the shield strong and
word.
Keeping them ancestral punches on point and keep beating them cracker bitches ass.
In Black August.
In Black August.
Beat the shit out that bitch. Yo. Shit.
When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, some of us will probably catch it on TV with chicken hanging from our mouths. You'll know it's revolution because there won't be no commercial. When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes.
Preacher pimps are gonna split the scene with the communion wine stuck in their back pockets. Faggots won't be so funny then, and all the junkies will quit their nod and wake up when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, transit cops will be crushed by the trains after losing their guns, and blood will run through the streets of Harlem, drowning anything without substance when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes. I hope pearly white teeth fall out of the mouths that speak of revolution without reference. The course of revolution is 360 degrees. Understand the cycle that never ends. Understand the beginning to be the end. And nothing is in between but space and time that I make or you make to relate or not to relate to the world outside my mind, your mind. Speak not of revolution until you are willing to eat rats to survive. When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes, guns and rifles will be taking the place of poems and essays. Black cultural centers will be forts supplying the revolutionaries with food and arms when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, white death will fall the walls of museums and churches, breaking the lie that enslaved our mothers. When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, Jesus Christ is going to be standing on the corner of Lenox Avenue and 125th Street, trying to catch the first gypsy cab out of Harlem. When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, Drew Merchant will give away matzo balls and gefilte fish to anyone they see with an afro. Frank Shippen will give away the Apollo to the first person he sees wearing a blue dashiki. When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, afros gonna be trying to straighten their heads, and straighten heads gonna be trying to wear afros. When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes.
But until then, you know, and I know, niggas will party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party. Some might even die before the revolution comes.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Detroit from 29th District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
We're black, we're black, we're black.